Managing Your Finances, Section 4, Inset, the Bible and Work. Some in the church at Thessalonica who were able to work apparently chose not to do so. Instead, they expected others to provide for their physical needs. In addressing this issue, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in the city, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. The Greek word for unruly is atactos. This word was especially a military term denoting not keeping in rank, insubordinate. It is used in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, describing certain church members who manifested an insubordinate spirit, whether by excitability or officiousness or idleness. Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words, 1985, disorderly. Being idle or lazy is not in step with God's expectations of our behavior. In Paul's second letter to the same congregation, he again addresses this situation. "Be warned, I command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly, atactos, and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you, yourself, know you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly," another form of the same word, "among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil, night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us." 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 through 9. Paul, to show us that his motivations were pure and to avoid being accused of taking advantage of the members in Thessalonica, cited his own example of having worked to support himself when he was in the area earlier. Although he had the right to be supported by them in exchange for teaching and leading them in God's way, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 1 through 18, he chose not to. Paul continued, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread." 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 10 through 12. Since other biblical instruction calls for helping the needy, Matthew 19, verse 21, and Galatians 2, verse 10, Paul is obviously correcting those who are able to work but chose not to do so. If we are able, God expects us to work so we can provide for our own needs and not unnecessarily burden others. Thanks for listening to The Bible and Work, an inset of Chapter 3 of the booklet, Managing Your Finances. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.